5. The transition to greatness was not significantly impacted by technological advancements. 6. Similar or little impact was due to acquisitions and mergers. 7. Issues of motivation and loyalty seem to level out after some time, which means people motivation and the control of change did not require the focus of the elite companies. 8. The company was completely unaware of the good status to superior status transition that took place over time without any observation on the part of the company. The research data results were condensed into ideas that require further exploration in subsequent chapters. Level 5 Leadership. Leaders that exert their will and specific professional discipline display reserved and humble characteristics. Their focus was first on hiring the right individuals and the removal of those who were wrong for the company. They ensured that the best people were assigned to the correct roles prior to looking at strategy. Unwavering courage and clear vision. Regardless of the ugliness of the situation, companies that were good to great would face the facts. They were certain that if they stayed on course, everything would work out to plan and for their benefit. The hedgehog concept. This is defined by the optimal intersecting of 3 factors. 1. That about which you are most passionate. 2. Ascertaining your greatest skills. And 3. A lucrative business model. Disciplined culture. Employees will perform according to expectations when a culture of discipline prevails. The waste of money and valuable time spent monitoring employees will not be necessary. Technology accelerators. It is not technological advancement, but the selection and application of specific useful technologies that aids in the transition to greatness. Building momentum. Transitioning from being good to great does not occur overnight. It takes time and slowly builds momentum. Extraordinary levels are eventually attained, and excellence becomes a new way of life. Enduring greatness. Achieving company greatness is not enough. One needs to be able to continuously produce superb results by sustaining the ability to do this. To accomplish this, you need to hold on to the foundational excellence values which are unchangeable, despite the economic state or the current times. This is accomplished by pursuing the timeless laws that position a company for organizational greatness. Chapter 2. Level 5 Leadership. Level 5 leaders held power when the transformation from good to great was being made in all of the elite companies. Level 5 leadership relates to a style of leader who embodies the 2 essential characteristics of a willingness to do what is required to get the necessary results and personal humility. He is not only a manager, but also a team player and a highly capable individual. Modest, quiet, self-effacing, and reserved are the characteristics of Level 5 leaders. They lack an exaggerated sense of self-importance and do not have enormous egos. They are determined to produce great results. They are not frightened of making challenging and unnerving decisions for the benefit of the company. Since Level 5 leaders clearly demonstrate the will to succeed, tenacity, and ambition, this energy is channeled to take their company to the next level, and never for their personal benefit. By contrast, the controlling leaders contributed to the demise of their companies with their massive egos and selfish nature. Level 5 leaders contributed it to good luck if good results were produced. Level 5 leaders take responsibility and the blame for disappointing results. Other leaders tend to blame individuals or bad luck when problems occur and credit themselves with the good results. Level 5 leaders train successors who are able to maintain high quality standards and take the company to higher levels. In contrast, some managers retire before training employees to serve in leadership roles. A surprising result was revealed that the majority of homegrown CEOs turned out to be great. In contrast, executives that were high-level profile with celebrity status have been shown to cause more harm than good. Electing a CEO who is driven by his ego